Hi, everybody, and welcome to Take Five. Today, we've got Mario Ferraro, the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer from ITX. Welcome back, Mario. It's lovely to see
Thank you
again on the Working
Great to
World.
Be back. Thank you very much.
Now, Mario is going to give us a five-minute update on global employment companies and how organizations are utilizing these to achieve organization agility. So, Mario, question one. Global employment companies are an increasing common feature in many workforce organizations. Can you share why organizations are choosing this model for their mobility programs?
Sure. Well, there are many reasons why global employment companies are becoming a hot topic, but we only have 5 minutes. So to simplify the answer, there are really two key aspects of a global employment company. One is the simplification of the number of home and host country permutations that you have, because the GEC acts as the single employing entity, the single home country. Sure. And there are many, many benefits that come out of that, including tax, cost, and so on. The second benefit is the centralization of expertise, administration, infrastructure, data, and that translates into higher efficiencies, economies of scale, better visibility, cost control, governance, and so on. So there are many advantages that could really be brought back to those two key features of a global employment company.
Okay. And can you tell us how organizations like ITX assist businesses in wishing to transit to a GEC model?
Sure. I mean, first of all, we will have a very deep conversation with the organization, with a client, to understand what are their objectives. It's very important to understand why, you know, what is the problem that you're trying to achieve? What are the benefits that you're trying to enhance? And these could be cost management, it could be more consistency, could be better compliance, could be a number of shorter lead time for deployment. There could be many reasons why an organization may want to improve their global mobility programs. So we will do this diagnostic assessment, and then we will work with the client to design identify the features of the GEC in terms of how it should be structured, the location, what should be the scope in terms of assignees, in terms of policies that should be within the scope of the GEC. And so we will create this feasibility study to explain to the client how would a GEC and to what extent would a GEC help them to achieve those objectives. And then if the client decides to proceed, we can help them to set up the GEC, not only in terms of the implementation of the legal entity, but also the transition to the global employment company model. And then we can also manage many of the processes of the global employment company on behalf of the client on a co-sourced basis. And that has, again, lots of other advantages that I may go into a bit later.
Thank you. Now, obviously, we're emerging from a period of profound change, Mario, especially when it comes to employees moving across borders, and certainly now that it is more open. How has your area of expertise changed over the last couple of years?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, we are coming out of a period of great uncertainty. And so what the last couple of years have made very clear is really the need for great flexibility, great resilience, agility for organizations to quickly shift to new models. We saw many changes, both in terms of the locations and in terms of the administration side of mobility that had to be addressed. In terms of locations, many organizations found themselves in a situation where they had to manage remote employees, people working across borders remotely, and they were largely unprepared in terms of compensation, compliance, administration for this population. And this is where ITX was very quick in responding by creating new solutions that were successfully adopted by some organizations out there to actually manage this population of remote employees around the world in a fully compliant and efficient way. Secondly, in terms of the administrative model, because of the reduction of assignees numbers, there was a bit of an imbalance at the administrative level there was quite a lot of overcapacity, meaning a lot of people, you know, mobility professionals with not really many assignees to manage. Mm-hmm. But at the more senior level, the very experienced mobility professionals were really pushed into a very strategic role, working very closely with the business to try and help them understand how can we continue to manage our international operations given the current limitations and so on. And in this respect, the co-sourced model that ITX has been offering has been really a great help, first of all, in giving the flexibility and the scalability in terms of being able to manage big populations and suddenly small populations without having to put a lot of pressure on the client's HR team, whilst at the same time freeing up the time of the strategic advisors so that they could focus on providing the strategic advice to the business. So that has been, I think, a big learning point about the benefits of the co-sourcing model and being able to have that flexibility within your administrative model.
Wonderful. Now, Mario, we're running out of time. Final question. What do you think the next 2 years will bring with your crystal ball, and how should companies prepare for it?
Yeah, that's a challenge. Whatever comes next, it could change at any time. So the true answer is that nobody really knows for sure. And I think if there is one thing that we learned over the last couple of years is precisely, as I mentioned, the need to the fact that things can change very quickly and for many reasons. The world is hyper-connected nowadays. So, you know, things can really change very rapidly on a global basis. And this is why I think the best advice I could give to organizations is really to work on injecting more agility into the way they do business so that they can create a model that can provide support to the business, to the assignees in every location, to keep compliant and to be able to sustain those service levels, regardless of what happens from a business point of view, economic, compliance, or geopolitical point of view. And I think that is really what I see happening in the future, organizations investing more in creating that resilience within their business. Mm-hmm.
That's a great point to add on. Mario, thank you so much for being part of Take 5. It was lovely to have you on again.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.